In our September 15th, 2013 show, and I posted the PDF that includes it on this page for this show, we gave thanks for these words of William. Bad is the world, and all will come to naught when such ill dealing must be seen in thought. And that means observed but not referred to. From Richard III. And I was arguing that I am but voicing what we all know. So the illusion has been seen through. When the magician's trick has dissolved to truth, we will not long continue in our fetters, seeing the key to the mystery of our bound hands, commodification of our common treasure, taking from us and earth and listing it for the market, removed the binding, seeing this key. First from our minds, after which flows the rest, our wholeness. But my current experience of being tracked and hounded, targeted for hidden power, in plain sight, is forcing me to reevaluate, or rather modify, those words. And, you know, I write these shows over the course of the week, and one morning this week, it was actually 11:30 the previous night when I got up in my vehicle, parked unwisely on a very wide street with no traffic and small tree cover. There were three cars pointing their headlights at me, three drones high in the sky arrayed around me, my face, knees, brain, swollen, chest, congested, my whole body afire. I'd been beaten up bad by the dutiful daughters and sons of the coerced work system, and there was no way to fight back. So dispiriting and infuriating, assault with intent, but the peace was not disturbed. This is actually a really bad example, as this is my every night, and now every day. It used to be that there was an occasional respite here and there. It's 24/7. I mean, I live to clear mucus, it seems. So this is my every night. And they've been trying to stay out of sight, these minions of the power guys. Only the wide expanse of sky exposed it. A much better example is the helicopter that followed me around and then back to the house after I just left it, but turned back, overwhelmed by the extent of the vehicular traffic. In response to my heading out is what I've come to accept. It hovered, seeming to notice my son, who was just leaving too and was looking up at it, and then it sped off. So why am I going so far with this, in this context, in the context of a decision-making before us, in the contest for the souls of our young ones? Because it is precisely those voices with certainty about the need for an earth allegiance instead of an allegiance to the state that our youth will be told not to listen to. I was saying recently to my son that it's quite a hideous technique, this use of secret technology to whittle away someone's vitality and eventually take away their life. Silently. To know it's happening, but you can't speak because to do so would hurt your credibility. And so those who are besieged resort to expressing themselves poetically, do an awkward dance, and hope folks will understand. For instance, I posted the Nina Simone song, Fodder in Her Wings. I hope you listen to it. And from where I sit, not a public figure whose speech is limited, by which I mean, and I'm sorry, I guess it sounds like it's coming from next door, maybe it's just, who knows what it is. Anywho, that's why it's done. From where I sit, not a public figure whose speech is limited, and by that I mean, if this is happening to me, extrapolate that to public figures, and you'll get a sense of the extent of this horror we're confronted with silently because of the pro because we've been atomized, we're separate from each other, and because it can't be proven. And they believe as long as that's the case, all of the above, they can continue and get away with this. See, they have a variety of different techniques of weaponry, and so, as I said in an earlier show, with some it's just, flat out immediate murder when they give folks heart attacks. In other cases, it's much more prolonged, and it feels like just an it feels very sadistic. It's torture. People are being tortured and without being able to speak. So I have absolutely no doubt that Nina was targeted and that the assault was relentless and that she fought back as best she could and that expressing what was happening, however obscurely, took tremendous courage. Dust on the brain is a good description of what it feels like, particularly when you consider that ear ringing. And I am wondering how they are creating this echo effect. Because it sounds like it's next door, but why that should. I need somebody with some tech expertise. These folk told every they totally take advantage of my being an ignoramus. What can you do, So it is a good description, dust on my brain, of what it feels like, particularly when you consider that ear ringing can sound like static electricity. And I'm just going to put it out there. If anybody can figure out, because I'd hate to have to confront this every week, why I should be hearing an echo next door, how that could happen. Well, we'll soldier on as usual. So that ear ringing can sound like static electricity and the mucus buildup, like extraneous stuff crawling around in your head. But obviously, I think the time has come for speaking plainly, except when it comes to protecting those we love. And for no longer allowing those who speak for generalized human freedom to be isolated and killed. And it does take tremendous courage to care, to simply care in today's world. Enough to try is an extremely rare thing. It shouldn't be. But it will be attacked as being naive. And that's the state of the world we got. We have to change those terms. We have to be back up. We have to start wanting more from ourselves, from our lives, for our children. And more, I'm convinced we're here to free ourselves, yes, but we're also here to set the record straight. And you can tell Nina felt the same. Set the record straight for the ancestors, and not just the ones we know of. But as Karl Popper reminds us, all the anonymous dead, victims of this sick system.